welcome to another episode of In the Life of Sean Powers. He keeps you entertained on the morning show on My 104.3 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. But what is he like after the show? Well, here you go.
Yes, here we go. We are back with another fine podcast in the life of Sean Powers. Thank you guys very much. Sorry it's been a couple of weeks, but I've been down with some sickness, illness. I developed strep throat, and then I had influenza B. Then I had to go get a steroid shot, and then I was on amoxicillin to get rid of the infection in the strep throat. And then I came down with some other health issues, and yeah, upper respiratory, coughing, hacking. It's the season. It's flu season. It's going around. People are getting it. But anyways, I am back. I guess I'm on the mend. I'm still climbing up the ladder here. But the past couple of weeks, it's just been kind of a blur there. So anyways, glad to be back with you here on the In the Life of Sean podcast. And today, I just want to touch on something that was brought to my attention from my good friend. And this is actually really taking off. We were going to discuss this on the morning show, but unfortunately, it's more of a podcast type thing. Liz and I were going to talk about it. And Liz goes, you probably might want to put that into a podcast form just because of the content of it. We didn't have enough time to talk about it on the radio. And it would turn into segment 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And so what we're doing is we're just going to throw in this podcast here. Good call on that one, Liz, by the way, so that we didn't talk about it on the air. Not that she wouldn't talk about it, because she would openly and freely. But this is something that came down the pike. This was on 4/11. So April 11th, this was put out to students. Shavey Road Elementary. It's in DeWitt, Michigan. I have no idea exactly where Shavey Road Elementary is, but I'm sure it's a fine school. And they put out a memo to parents and guardians of students that went there. And of course, my buddy's got a daughter that goes there. And this is what the letter says. They said, we would like to inform you of a lesson that will be taught in your child's classroom. The lesson goals are to help students share and explore pronouns through discussion and literature to embrace differences and promote acceptance. Basically, to open the eyes of people whose eyes are still shut on the whole thing of right, you know, using the right pronouns and stuff like that. So during the lessons, the students will, and this is what it says in the letter, listen to the book, They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. And, of course, the participation to discuss about the book there. I didn't read the book. I didn't have a chance to read it, but I'm going to pick it up here in a little bit and check it out. Also, practice using the pronouns they and them and what to do if we make a mistake with pronouns. Learn that it's not okay to change somebody's pronouns on purpose and always try to use the pronouns that people want to be called. Now, here's my issue with this. I have a very minor issue with this. People that want to identify as a he, she, you know, they want to use different pronouns. My personal opinion on it, fine. If they want to do that, respect them. Just it doesn't take, it's just showing somebody respect for who they are. Now, if they want to identify as a cat or a dog or some sort of animal, and you know, they want to bark and they want to be fed under the table, and my kids were young once. And my kids did that a lot. My daughter did it. She would play doggy, and she'd go, ruff, ruff, ruff. As a matter of fact, there's a video on my Facebook page somewhere surfacing of that. I'm sorry, Emily, I gotta say it. But she was young. She was a little kid, and I filled up the water dish for her and the food dish, and she sat there and ate it. And, you know, that's because she wanted to be a doggy. Now, in reality, in real life, she knows she is not a dog. But there's people out there that, you know, they go, I identify as this, and I identify as that. And there's so many different identities out there that the school is trying to put on a seminar or a webinar just to teach everybody, you know, look, this is what we need to do in our schools nowadays. Liz Crouch is the principal of the school. Dr. Shanna Spickard is the superintendent of DeWitt Public Schools. So if you have any things that you want to address with them, please reach out to them directly. But my take on this is, you know, how do you feel about the public schools teaching our kids classes on the proper use of pronouns? My thing is, I'm all for it, whatever. You know, if that's what they want to do, great. If you don't want to opt out, at least they're giving you a chance to opt out. That's fine, too. But what I really find is, and this is a parallel to, you know, having, you know, teaching about pronouns and stuff. If they're going to do that, then you know what? I mean, if they're already teaching sexual education, sex ed, you know, in schools. And they've been doing that for eons, ever since I was a little kid. And when I got into middle school and they taught you about your body and sexual education. And, you know, the different body parts and stuff like that. So if they're doing that and they've been doing that for a long, long time, why not let them teach the pronouns in school? Like, who really is it hurting? It's not hurting anybody. People just want to get, you know, stuck in their ways, and that's what some people are saying now. Oh, are you a liberal or are you a conservative? I fall in the middle. You know, I'm not on either wing of the right wing or left wing. I'm an independent person. I think for myself. You know, I hold some conservative views and I hold some liberal views. And, you know, I believe that people should have a say in what goes on. Now, we got a ton of comments. I'm talking a ton of comments on this. Tiffany is on here, and her comment says, it's awesome that they are giving parents the ability to decide versus just forcing the students to participate and family learning after the fact. Now, personally, Tiffany says, I would read the book and then decide if it's appropriate for my kid. I may not agree with how society has changed pronoun usage, but I will not raise a disrespectful child either. The way the school has given parents a choice pleases both sides, because one side, they feel their child's being taught what they believe and feel is right. And on the other side, the parents have the ability to say it goes against the morals they are teaching their children and are not allowed to participate. I don't understand all the, quote, I would pull my child, this is BS comments, because the school did not mandate the class. It gave an option to or not to attend. You know, agree with it equals kids participates and everybody's happy. Disagree with it equals child doesn't participate and everybody's happy. The school has done right by the families by doing it this way. Tiffany, thank you for your comment on that. And we have a ton more comments, and I'm going to read through quite a few of these here. John says, John B., public and private schools teach kids about pronouns just as they always have, along with respect, kindness towards each other, and their freedom to express themselves in a positive way without negative feedback. It is part of the treat others. It's part of the treat others as you would like to be treated idea, and that we as a society should be embracing and strongly pushing each other to live up to. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to agree with me when I say, let them teach it. You know, the knowledge is power. You know, the more you know, the more you grow. I learned something the other day. For us to be able to make a change in the society for the positive, you got to do one of three things. You show up, you jump in, and you're a part of the physical, the act of the solution. And then the third thing you do is you just do it. And then, you know, start that cycle over again. Show up every day. You know, jump in, help out, lend a helping hand, lend a kind word to somebody. And, you know, don't sit there and get on a pedestal and judge other people. Even if people go, well, I don't believe in this stuff and this is hooey and this is liberal stuff and whatever. You know, people are always going to throw the liberal and the conservative crap back and forth. That's just what people do, unfortunately. It's sad when we have parents that can't think for themselves. It really is. Hey, Buffy's checking in. Buffy Barnaby says, obviously, based off their responses, you can tell it's not the kids who have the issues with pronouns or being inclusive. It's the adults. Well, it is the adults. Teaching a child to be kind to everybody and to be inclusive or respectful to another human being is not a bad thing. My child does not struggle with using proper pronouns, nor do they think it's a thing or a phase. It is really a big deal to use they and them or address somebody how they would prefer. No, it's not, is what she says. So listen, if you want to be a dog, you want to be a cat, you want to identify as that, I'm sorry. Me personally, the devil is going to come out of me and go, you guys are just crazy if you let somebody, oh, I'm going to identify. Well, why? Let them identify as with whatever they want, however they feel comfortable. I don't buy that. I don't buy into that. But we should treat people with respect who want to be, they transition and they want to be, you know, go from a boy to a girl to a boy, or, you know, go from this to that. Let them do that, except in the case of, you know, I used to identify as a human. Now I identify as a book. You know, I mean, the wacky stuff, you know, when people go, well, let's not identify as a book. No, because then what you're doing is you're making it a lot harder for their struggle. Somebody says, I'm so thankful my kids are now adults. This world has gone nuts. And somebody responded to her and says, I agree with you. Alexia says, what a great way to show love and inclusivity. My first grader knows about pronouns. Heck, she even knew them in kindergarten. And here's the thing. If adults are not using the right proper pronouns when they talk to people, then why don't you teach us or teach them, teach all of us, you know, the proper way? Don't get mad. Just be like, hey, you know what? Just think to your head. Maybe this person doesn't know. You know, and always take that there. Tim is bringing God into it. Tim L. says that Jesus said his most important command was to love each other. If loving each other means using pronouns in a way that I may be a bit confused about, you know, really harms nobody, I would gladly do that as an expression of love and a very easy attempt to understand another person. Tim says, I'm 61. My views in life have changed as my experience have taught me that we are more alike than different, and there is one who would judge us not on our petty beliefs, but on our love and compassion for each other. Well, we're also going to get judged for our sins too, according to what God says in the Bible, and that's a religion thing, and that's a whole different thing there. And then other people respond to that. Somebody says yes, this. Somebody says boo. And then Olivia says, our identity in Christ is not worldly things. Demons refer to themselves as they and them, and there were many. Yes, our job as believers in God is to love one another, but to come forward with our sins and confess. There are two genders in the Bible, male and female. Book of Revelation told us that the world in the end will focus on camouflaging all the bad into good and all the good into bad. Our Christianity will be mocked and people will laugh about God, and that's what they're trying to do now. We need to stick to our guns and be on their reality there. And then Tim says, the reality is gender is very different than your sex. There can be multiple genders. See, Tim, I don't know if there's only two genders. Possibly three, genders. Identification, I want to identify as this or that. That's separate. There's several of those. But physical genders, you have hermaphrodites, which come with both parts. And then you have men, male, and then you have females. Okay. In biology and science teaches us that, there's X chromosomes, there's Y chromosomes, boy, one's a boy, one's a girl, sometimes, there's extras and then you get both parts and stuff like that. So that's not about religion. That has nothing to do with religion or faith. That has to do with science and biology. So there's really only two genders out there. Three, possibly, if I would say three, three genders out there. The responses that I'm reading on here are incredible. Lindsay says, look, agree or disagree, like it or not, this is the world we live in. Wouldn't you like your children to be able to function in it successfully, to be kind and respectful to others? Sounds like the adults need a lesson too. The fact that they feel the need to ask parents whether or not they can teach their children how to be respectful, successful members of society. That is a sad part. But I love the fact that the school district is putting a letter out to the parents and to the guardians and saying, look, this is what we would like to teach, and you have the option to opt in or opt out of it. And that's respectful. That is, that's really respectful. I've never been to DeWitt, Michigan. I've never been to this school, but I'm telling you what, this is a great lead-in to teaching people stuff, and maybe more schools will follow suit and stuff like this. Stacy Funnel says, elementary, this outrages me. Stop pushing this on our kids. This is why I encourage homeschooling. This school and every other school should be ashamed of themselves who choose to participate on this topic. It is satanic, and nonetheless, our people are being taught. Talked down to, and it's not good for society nowadays. Somebody else, Nivea, says, now we know why it has to be taught in school, because so many children are being raised by intolerant, hate-filled bigots in these comments. First of all, the B word, the bigot word, there's a lot deeper than bigots. They're not bigots. That's just how they believe, and that's what they believe in. Respect those people who sit on the other side of the candle, and respect them for their beliefs. Like, they're if they can't respect you for yours, why should you respect them for theirs? Because respect and love go a longer way than hatred and just being intolerant of those people who are supposedly intolerant of you. Here's hoping for a kinder, brighter future. Amen to that. I like that. Somebody else says, Kristen's jumping in. She says, all I'll say is that is very interesting how commenters on this page often complain that young people don't respect them, but then absolutely flip out over the idea of bare minimum respect for others. So much truth in that, Kristen. So much truth. Kristen has been on our podcast before. Eric says, people are all about the marketplace of ideas until they encounter one that they don't understand. That's another part of it, too. People don't fully understand it. And instead of embracing it and trying to learn about, things that we don't understand and differences in other, differences in other people, they get frightened. They get scared. A lot of people make money and grow in power by using that fear as a political tool as well. And you see that in our politicians these days, regardless of the sides that they're on. Hey, Jason Clark says, I don't believe this helps a child's confidence and strength of self. At a crucial age where we want to build strong mental health and character, this would seem to encourage them to question themselves and promote anxiety. And, I don't agree or disagree with that, Jason. I trust you. you know, in your comments, and I respect you for your belief and what you say here, and thank you for chiming in. You know, this is about opinions, and see, this is opinions where I'm not going to choose one side or the other, but I'm going to tell you this. Again, I have some conservative values, and then I also have some values that are, you know, some people call liberal values. Look, it's not because, well, you're not a believer in God. You know, it has nothing to do with God or faith or anything like that. It just has to do with the way that I was raised. It has to do with my experiences. And for crying out loud, we're all freaking human beings. We bleed red. You know, we all breathe in two nostrils. We all have two eyes and two, you know, two ears. And what do they say? You know, why did God give us two ears and one mouth? You know, so we can listen twice as much instead of jabbering about stuff. It's my podcast. I'm going to jabber on. Sue Babcock says, seems it's needed for students and adults. I'm glad they're doing this. Carol Lee says, absolutely not. This is one of the reasons my kids are not in public school system. This is bull crap. This needs to stop. I cannot believe that our schools have gone this far. But yes, in another way, I can. It's demonic. It's satanic. All right. Carrie Shogger says, as a parent, not their place. Teaching diversity is important. The only place pronouns have in a school is their language arts classes. Oh, my God. I'm telling you what, when I was in language arts in school and I had to learn the pronouns, the he's, the she's, the I's, and I remember prepositional phrases and learning all that stuff. I'm just like, OK, it took me a minute to get all the to grasp all those and, you know that those are pronouns, adjectives and all that fun stuff. Language arts in school. I learned very little in language arts. I learned more from my friends in the back alley shooting dice than I did, than I did in listening in school. And that's my own fault. I know. Hey, Kelsey Allen says, this is why my children are not going to public schools either. I don't think this is appropriate material for any classroom of any age. Sarah Lennon says, y'all do realize everybody has pronouns, right? Every single one of you commenting has a pronoun. So why is it an issue that children learn about them? Why is it an issue that children learn to be respectful of other people? And then she goes, why is my 104.3 local radio here always posting things to purposely get people riled up? That's Sarah Lennon. You're taking this to the wrong level. We don't do stuff to get people riled up. We do stuff because it's in our news. It's in our world. Stuff needs to be handled like this. Comments need to be accepted. And this is a safe haven that we have on our Facebook page at My 104.3 Radio in Mount Pleasant. It's a safe haven for people to express themselves without being judged. And if people are getting judged on it, we carefully monitor our pages. We're not doing it to purpose. We don't do stuff to rile people up. We're not shock jocks. We're not here to do that. We are here to open up things that are going on in our society, to talk about stuff, or God forbid, that everybody else is afraid to talk about. That's what we do. That's what radio is meant to do. Of course, local radio like My 104.3, we also serve the community's interest. We're out helping people, and you know, we all have a passion for building each other up and stuff like that too. But yeah, Sarah Lennon, why do we always post things to purposefully get people riled up? It's not on purpose. We're not trying to get people riled up. We're trying to get your opinions and what you think and feel on certain subjects. Some are deeper than others, but most of the stuff we post is kind of lighthearted and fun. So if you have a chance, check out My 104.3, especially in the morning with Liz Knight, that other dude. Kim says, I love it. People should stop believing that excluding a group of people just because they are not understood by the rest of society is wrong. And that's the thing. Just learn to understand and learn to know what other people are going through, and come to learn and embrace the differences in other people, for crying out loud. There's a ton more on this, but I think I'm going to give it up for now. You guys have a great one. If you have any comments or feedback, please reach out. But yeah, pronouns, he, she's, she, you know, all the different pronouns out there. And the school is doing this. They're teaching these classes. And we just brought up the subject matter because it was brought to my attention. So there you go, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you very soon in the life of Sean Powers. Peace and love.
Thank you for listening to In the Life of Sean Powers weekly podcast. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, our affiliates, or My 104.3 and Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to mymichiganpodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.